This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesachas Nedarim, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're up to a new sugya, we're up to a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. Stam Neder, we have to take a stringent interpretation, Uperusham, but if you explain it, Lahakel, then we will allow for a leniency. Which means that if you have a nether, which it's not clear whether the person meant to make a nether or did not mean to make a nether, we're not sure what the person meant. Did he mean a nether? Did he not mean a nether? We assume he meant to make a nether, and the reason is because what else is he doing? You know, he's not just talking for the fun of it. So, stam nedarim lahachmer. Regular nedarim. Unqualified nedarim. We are strict. Uperushim lahakel. But if he explains it, we'll be lenient. Ketzad, how is this? Amar, let's say he said, Harei alai kibasar maliach. This is to me like salted meat. Kiayinesech. Like the wine that is poured. So, imbishal shlamim nadar aser. If his neder was referring to the carbon shlamim, the meat of a shlamim, the wine of a shlamim, it's aser. Imbishal avodas kechavim nadar mutar. If his intention is that it should be like avodazara, which is not a davar hanadar, then it's mutar. So therefore, Vim Sastam, if he doesn't say what kind of meat or wine he's referring to, Aser, it's Aser. If so, if he said like Kibasar Maliach, Kibasar Maliach, or Yayinesech, then it's going to be Aser. Let's see the Ran. We're going to be doing a lot of Rans tonight. It says the Ran, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. And we could explain his words, lahachmer ulahakel, to be strict or to be lenient. Anyone who didn't explain one of them, lama niskaven. Anyone who didn't explain one of them, what his intention was, holchin bistama lahachmer. We go bistama to be machmer, but uperushan lahakel. But the explanation is lenient. Meaning, impirish acherkach, if he explained afterwards. But Amar, and he said, lekachnis gavanti, this is what my intention is. Soim chenal dvarav, we rely on his words. Afal pi shehumekel, even though he's lenient. Vekula masnisin, and the whole Mishnah, ad nadar becherem, mefaresh ketzad, stamen lahachmer. This whole Mishnah, until the words nadar becherem, explains what does it mean staman lahachmer u minader b'charam ve'elach mefarish ketzad perushan lahakel. Meaning the first part of the Mishnayis of this parak of from here on explain how staman lahachmer, and then it explains how perushan lahakel. So the first example is ketzad harei alai kibasar maliach v'yayin esa kolaymar ketzad kori stam nedarim. What's considered stam nedarim? Ha'imer, one who says, kibasar maliach, one who says like salt and meat, v'yayinesech, demashma shel shamayim, that implies of heaven. V'karile besar maliach, it's called salt and meat, mishum d'chsiv, because on meat that is dedicated, l'shamayim, it says, akol karbancha takriv melach. U'mashma nami shel avayz kacham, it could also imply of avaydezara kahay gavna. Kahai gavna have a stam nedarim. Such a case is like stam nedarim. Daha impirish shel shamayim aser. If he explained what he meant was shel shamayim, it's aser. The impirish shel avayz kachavim mutar. The imsasam the mashmahachi aser hareish stam nedarim lahachmer. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Harei olai kecherem. He said, behold upon me like a cherem. Im kecherem shel shamayim, if what he was saying was a cherem belonging to the mizbeach, kodshim, heaven, aser. Ve'im kecherem shel kaihanim, and if like the cherem of kaihanim, mutter, because that's just the property of kaihanim. Ve'im sasam, ve'im stam, aser. Stam is aser. The Mishnah continues, hare alai, kamaser. Hare alai kamaser. If he says, behold, it's upon me like miser. Im kamaser behemer nadar. If he's saying it should be like miser behemer, aser, it's aser. V'im shal goyren. And if it's like the miser of the silo, mutter, because that's the personal property of a levi. V'im stam aser. Stam would be aser. Says the ram. The ran. Im kamaser behemer nadar aser. The davar hanadar hu. Masav him is a davar hanadar. Kishahaya koire la asiri asiri, when you call the tenth one the tenth one. Va'asr lachan, it's asr to everyone. Ad sheyikravu matirav. Until you offer that which matters it. Okay, so if you say hare alai kamaiser, it would be asr. The Mishnah continues, hare alai kitruma. It is upon me like truma, im kitrumas halishka, if it's the trumas halishka. Now this is davar yafa beitai. What's trumas halishka? Because everyone had to give a machzis hashekel every year, and then they put it in a lishka, and then they would take trumas halishka, where the gizra would come and take out some of the machzis hashekel, and they would buy karbonis from it. That was the trumas halishka. We learned about this earlier on the Masechta on Daf Yud Beis. And so if it's Ketrumas Halishka, Yerim and Adar, it's Aser, because that's like something owned from by the Beis HaMikdash. V'im Shel Goyren, if it's the Truma of the Goyren, which is not a Davar Hanador, so we say it's Mutter, because that's Truma, regular Truma proper, is not considered a Davar Hanador. V'im stam aser, and stam it's aser, because stam nedarim lahachmer divrei Reb Meir, says the Mishnah. Says the Ran, im a stam truma. Okay, no Ran here. The Mishnah now continues. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Stam truma bi Yehuda asura. Stam truma in Yehuda is asur. Again, there are two possibilities of truma. Truma's halishka, truma's hagoyren. So in Yehuda, where truma's halishkan was a valid possibility, it's asur. Be Galil mutter. In the Galil, where they never heard of truma's halishka, so hare alai, truma is mutter. Why? She'en anshe Galil makirin as truma's halishka. The people in the Galil were not familiar even with truma's halishka. Says the Ran, stam truma bihuda asura, lefisha bihuda mitach she yukroim the Beis HaMikdash, since in Yehuda they were close to the Beis HaMikdash, truma halishka nami, truma stam karila. Stam truma was also a reference to truma halishka. V'havale stam nedarim lahachmir. But in the Galil, it was mutter, she'en an she Galil makirin es truma halishka, she'mitach she'hoi rechoikin miyushalayim, since they were far from Yerushalayim, who were given with Trumas Halishka, and they were not frequent in the Trumas Halishka, like Kari La Trumas Stama, they would not refer to Trumas Halishka as Trumas Stam, Ela Trumas Halishka Kari La, they would call it explicitly Trumas Halishka. Hokach Kinaji B'Trumas Stam, therefore when they were Menader and Trumas Stam, Leka L'Svuke Klal B'Trumas Halishka, Mishum Hachi Shari. Now the Mishnah continues. Stam charamim b'Yehuda mutaren. Stam cherem in Yehuda are mutter. Because we had earlier, there are two possibilities of cherem. There's cherem shel shamayim, and there's cherem shel kaihanim. So stam charamim in Yehuda are mutter, because we're going to see, this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that Stam Nedarim Lahakel. And since there's a possibility of Chermai Kahanim, it's Mutter. And the Galil Asurin, in the Galil it's Asur, because even though Stam Nedarim Lahakel, She'ein Anshe Galil Makirnes Chermai Kahanim, the Anshe Galil were not familiar with Chermai Kahanim, says the Ran. She'ein Stam Charon B'Yudim Lutam, She'akahanim Makirim B'neim, the Kahanim were known among them, V'regilim B'Chermai Kahanim, V'kar Luhunami Chermai Stam K'Chermai Gavaya. And Cherem Stam was also referring to Chermai Kahanim, just like Chermai Gavaya. U'mishum Hachi Mutarin, this is the reason why in the Sefer it's Mutar, because this Sefer goes like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadok, the Hach Sefer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadoki, K'di Yisa B'Gemara, V'Svirale, the Stam Nadarim L'Hakel, U'Palaga Resha. He argues on the Resha, U'V'Galil Asurin, in the Galil it's Asur, V'hainu, the Hadar Katani, that's why it then teaches, She'ein Anshe Galil Makiren Es Chermei HaKohanim, that the Anshe Galil do not recognize Chermei Kohanim. That's why it says the Anshe Galil don't recognize Chermei Kohanim. D'masha Taima De'in Makirin, HaMakirin, Elu V'elu Mutar, and then it would be Mutar. But because in the Galil, they do not makir Chermei Kohanim, therefore, it's Asar. She'in Anshe Galil Makirin Es Chermei HaKohanim, Shemitach Shalheyu Kokach Kohanim Benim, since there weren't so many Kohanim, L'Chermei Kohanim Leikari L'Cherem Stam, Hilkach Kinidri B'Cherem, there is no Suffolk. Leka L'Svuka B'Midi, Devade Cherem Gavaya Ka'amri. Now, the rest of the Rans on the Mishnah, I think are going on something else. It's going on the Mishnah and Daf Chaf. Okay, so even though the rest of the Rans on the Mishnah are legislated Rans, we just didn't learn what they're going on yet. So we'll get to it when we get to the rest of the Mishnah and Daf Chaf. Now we proceed with the Gemara. Because this Mishnah, at least the beginning of it, is assuming Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. Back to Gemara Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Safik Nazirus Lahakel, Safik Nazirus were lenient. We learned in the Mishnah, Safik Nazirus Lahakel, Safik Nazirus were lenient. So then, why do we say Safik Nedarim Lahachmer, but we know we say Safik Nazirus Lahakel? Let's see the Ran. Mishnah even Mesaches Tarois. Who? Isn't the process of Naziros through Neder? V'kashin ahadadi? Even though, by the way, we learned in the Eon Shir on Sunday that Naziros is different than Neder. Neder is an Isser Cheftza. Naziros is just an acceptance of a certain state, and that state comes along with certain requirements of practice. But nevertheless, it's still through the institution of neder, ish kiyidar neder nazir lahazir lashem. So why by nazirus do we say, let's say we don't know if a guy meant to be a nazir, we say suffing nazirus lahakel, but we know we say suffing nadarim lahachmer. Says the Gemara, Amar Abzera like kasha, ha Rabbi Lezer ha Rabbanan. It's machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan. Our Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, Safik Nedarim Lahachmir. That Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer, that's Safik Naziros Lahakel. The Tanya. Hamakdish Chayasu Behemta. Let's say somebody who is Makdish, all of his wild animals, or all of his domesticated animals. The question is, Hikdish Es Hakai, or a Kvi. He is Makdish. A kvi. What is a kvi? A kvi is the classic safek chaya, safek behema. So the Tanakhama says someone who is makdish his wild animal or his domesticated animal. So misafek he's makdish the kvi. Reb Lezer Omer lo hikdish as a kvi. Reb Lezer says no, we're makel. Just because he's makdish the wild animals or domesticated animals, he's not makdish his. He's not makdish the Kvi, says the Gemara. Manda Amar, the opinion that says Mamoinoi Ma'ail Lesveika, the one that says that his money he enters into a Safek, meaning, according to the Chachamim, that when we're not sure if he's Makdish something, we say he is Makdish a Safek, he's Makdish a Kvi, he enters his money into the Safek. So then when we're not sure if he wants to Aser himself Benazirus, we say, yes, he is Asering himself Benazirus. Gufei Nami Ma'ayel, he's also entering his body into the Safek. Umanda Amar Mamoinoi Loi Ma'ayel, but according to Rebbe Lezer, who says, Loi Hikdish HaSekvi, he's not Ma'ayel his money into the Safek. Mamoinoi Loi Ma'ayel Lesveka, Gufei Nami, or Hoshikein Loi Ma'ayel Lesveka. His body itself, he is for sure not Ma'ayel into the Safek. Says the Ran, Hamakdish chayasoy behemte, chayasoy oy behemte. It's not, he's not makdish both. He's makdish one or the other. Lo hikdish es hakfi. Dav es safik chaya, safik behima. Vi hikdish es behemtoy. If he was makdish as behima, amrinan, we say dilma kfi chaya. We say maybe the kfi is a chaya. Vi hikdish chayasoy, and if he's makdish as chaya, amrinan dilma behima. Gufei nami. So the manda amar, namely the chachamim, that say that mi safek your makdish the kvi, and he enters his money into the safek. So we'll say he'll enter his body into the safek. If we're not sure if he made a neder or he created a nazirus, we'll say he did. Svirule holho dema'ayol esveika, he enters the safek. Hokach masnisin the stam nedarim lahachmer. Therefore, our mishnah that which says stam nedarim lahachmer is like the rabbanon. However, the man de Amar Rebbe Lezer that says loy hikdish esakvi and mamoinu loy ma'al esveika, so gufei loy koshikain loy ma'al esveika hilkach mas nisin says Aran the stam nazirus lahakel, that goes like Rebbe Lezer. So right now the Gemara is assuming that nedarim, hekdish, nazirus, they're all the same, and not that they're exactly the same. There's more of a reason to be machmer by your money than by your body. But nevertheless, if the man de Amar that says that we're machmer by money to be ma'ayel l'sveika will also say, we'll be machmer about your guf, and we'll be ma'ayel it into the sveika, and we'll be machmer. And the one that says that a person would not be ma'ayel his mammon into the sveika, namely the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the Ran, excuse me, Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadok, the Ran on the Mishnah said. So Rabbi Lezer bar Rabbi Tzadok, here also he would say that if you're not ma'ayel your money, you're certainly not ma'ayel your guf. Okay, that is Yud Ches Amud Beis for you. And Bezras Hashem, next week, should be a regular schedule, we hope. Daf Yotes, okay? Atzlach, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.